This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anthony drives one high into center field. This thing is back at the wall. Gone, Roman Anthony. A two-run homer to straightaway center, and it is 5-1 Red Sox. On the right side, Gonzalez gloves. He throws to first. In time, game over. The Red Sox roll continues.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Ooh-wee. I can't decide what's hotter right now. Your weather outside or those Boston Red Sox? It was a steamer last night as the Red Sox got things rolling against the Colorado Rockies. Final score, 9-3, but right about now you can get outside and fry an egg on the sidewalk. Oh, got to go to the store. Got to grab the bread and milk. That's because you can go home and make a freaking casserole or a souffle in your driveway. This is one of those days where if you're outside mowing the lawn, you regret those decisions. It's one of those days where a movie from the 70s or the 80s opens, and in a montage, you just see sweltering cars, people grabbing do-rags and patting down their heads. You see kids running through fountains and sprinklers, and you wish you had gone to the local department and store and spent the $25 on the slip and slide that you know absolutely would have broken after three uses by the kiddos. So the best way to keep cool is stay inside, pump up the AC, fill up the kiddie pool with some ice and cold bevs, and from 2 to 6, lock it in to WEEI Afternoons. Your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens, on the helm today alongside the ball game, the ball hawk, Danny Ballgame, from 2 to 3, 3 o'clock, boom, Big Ted tags in.
You out of your mind, bro?
No, I'm not, because Ted Johnson joins the party at 3 o'clock today. We'll have our three-point stances. You know what happens at 4 o'clock. It's football o'clock. We'll talk some New England Patriots, NFL, and more. 5 p.m., we got the 5 o'clock drive, odds and ends, and everything you need to stay up to date as a diehard Boston sports superfan. The numbers, the procedurals, the information, all that, we got you. 617-779-7937 to text or give a call to the program. Very much looking forward to hearing from the likes of Bob from Warwick, who hates the Red Sox and loves to remind us on a daily basis, or anyone who's got 10 digits on the phone or on the rotary. He's Dan, what's your tweet? What's your tweeter again there, pal?
Just at Dan Ball. Very simple, except for the last two letters when you try to spell it like any other ball and you get it wrong.
That's right. It's Dan Ball.
Yes.
Dan Ball.
It's amazing how many people can mispronounce one syllable. I've learned that one over the years.
That's still pretty cool, though. You got your actual name as a Twitter handle. Like,
yeah.
That doesn't happen for a lot of people.
I know. I didn't have to come up with a rap tag in order to get my own name, unfortunately.
Not like Dan Ball 45698.
You're right. Exactly.
Wait, Stiz, your last name isn't at Who Is My Dad?
No, and it's not Grimy either.
And you don't like when people call you Stiz Bruno either.
Oh, I hate, like, say one or the other. Say my government name or, like, my nickname.
Stiz,
don't
Stiz
mix them. I hate it.
Okay, we're going to open with the great take siren, because when people call me, oh, yeah, it's Nick Fitzy or Fitzy Stevens. No. It's Nick. I say Fitzy in the middle because people know me as from the years of YouTubery or when I used to be the Joker on the Jumbotron at Gillette Stadium on Pats games, et cetera, people know me as that diehard Boston superfan Fitzy. I am still a diehard Boston superfan and always will be, but my name is Nick Stevens, so I kind of go by Nick Fitzy Stevens. I'm Nick Stevens, or you can call me Fitzy, but the fusion of the two together, yeah, I'm not into that. Do you have you don't have a nickname that anybody fuses into some sort of like port nickname toe, do you, Dan?
Not that I'm aware of. I have not met anybody who can say my first name without including my last name. It is almost never just Dan. It's Dan Ball. Apparently that's what it has to be. But you've come up with a number of them since I got hired at WEEI. I am the ball hawk. I am the ball gag when I am funny, yep. Which is rare. And so I continue to add them to the resume.
As you should. And yesterday, as we found out, Will Fleming actually liked some of those on-the-fly nicknames that I gave to him, like the clairvoyant of Kenmore Square, the loudmouth of Lansdowne.
I wear that T-shirt. I maintain that.
Cassandra. Oh, that's what. If I called him the Cassandra of Kenmore Square, Cassandra being the clairvoyant in Greek mythology that nobody listened to, and then everything she said came true. It would have been. You know, the funny thing is, Stiz, Will Fleming would have got it, and he would have understood it. But no, you got to make fun of me.
I wouldn't buy that T-shirt, though.
I would not buy that. Nerds! That's right. We will get to actually some of our interview yesterday with Will Fleming. And if you get a chance, folks, I highly recommend either subscribing to the WEEI Afternoons podcast, which, of course, is available on Spotify, Apple Pods, the iHeart app, or wherever you find awesome baseball talk. Listen to the conversation yesterday on the WEI Afternoons in the 5 o'clock hour, or use the Odyssey app, or stay tuned to us from 2 to 6 and make sure you get the best of it, because he had some juicy nugs, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But Dan, let's open up with last night's win. We had talked about how the Red Sox came in hotter than the sidewalks of downtown Boston, or Eastie, as Wiggy likes to remind us. Winners of 4 straight, 5 of 6, 7 more to go before the All-Star break. They were 46-45 before last night's game. Now they are 47-45, which makes them, the tote board. They now need to go 45-25.
It's getting a little better. It's a little easier to digest.
Day by day, it's getting more manageable, more doable-ish, especially when you have games like last night, where your Red Sox win, final score 9-3. They went up against the legend of Gomber. And of course you had old Dickie Fitz on the mound for the Sox, who almost got himself into a little bit of trouble early, leaning on the slider a little too much, couldn't command the fastball the first couple innings. But the Red Sox seemed to jump on Gomber early last night. Nate Eaton, who, by the way, is quickly weaving his way into, you may be one of those sneaky mid-season, where did this guy come from? Heroes, legends, names you remember, kind of like the Daniel Navas of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, of course, you got a team full of them with Romy, my homie Gonzalez, Abraham, Toro, and a whole cavalcade of others that have helped fill in while you have had Casas out for the season, Bregman out for a while, and Rafael Devers on the West Coast ignoring the orders to come and take fielding practice from Will Clark.
Not great.
Not a great look. Not a great look for $31 million a year when you had a bad rap for being a selfish teammate on the East Coast that dealt you away on Father's Day, no less. So in that first inning, Nate Eaton dongs one off the ladder, which is almost unheard of and impossible. I know they were talking on the broadcast like that's a 1 in a billion shot. The odds might be a little bit lower, and it ultimately wasn't his ball that dented the ladder out and left. But the Sox could have made a big inning in the first inning. They ran themselves, Dan, into a little bit of trouble. Then, thanks to an unforced error on kind of a bad throw by Trevor Story, or, you know, should Toro have grabbed it? I'm not really sure. There's a short hop and error. Colorado goes up 1-0. And I want to say that the Red Sox of a few weeks ago, Dan, may have allowed that to spiral and turn into, hey, how the hell did this get to be 4-0 Colorado? That team stinks. We're supposed to sweep these guys. They come back with 3 in the bottom of the second, seize control of the game, a couple of long Johnsons, and especially a monstrous, towering blast from Roman Anthony later, which you heard in the join. Sox go up big. My guy Whitlock comes in, and I believe you texted me and said he was what last night?
He was, I think the term I went with was nails, but it also feels like he is fully back, which is happening at the picture-perfect time for this group too, Fitzy, because as Greg Weissert looks like he is simply on E, if not the, you know, the Seinfeld episode when they're testing the car and it's past the E on the gas gauge. But he's cooked. Slayton's cooked. Bernardino was kind of phantom IL during the month of June, yep. So having Whitlock makes it a whole lot easier to try to get through some of these tighter games as you're missing some of your higher leverage arms.
Correct. And Whitlock, the phrase that you used last night was, the text actually read, Fitzy, your boy Whitlock is dialed.
Oh,
and
dialed
was in all caps.
Yes. Yes, it was. And I had the option to do kind of the boom effect on the text, but I figured the capitals would get it done.
We go now to the etymology and urban slang department with Stiz Grimey, a.k.a. Stanley Bruno. Stiz, if something is dialed, what does that mean?
Just can't miss. Just dialed in. Laser focused, or as my buddy Lyndon Byers would say, laser show.
Oh. Laser. Okay, that's what I figured. I just wanted to make sure. I'd never heard it as just dialed. I've heard dialed in, obviously, previously so. But okay, so...
Yeah, but the cool kids drop the in, so just right. Dialed.
Or what, however you would describe me. But the point that you bring up about Eaton, Fitzy, is an interesting one, because the Red Sox are quietly kind of assembling their what would be, if this team makes the playoffs, and I know there's still a long way to go, but what would be a pretty solid group of bench Avengers. You have the ultimate lefty pitcher platoon specialist in Rob Refsnyder. You have a guy in Toro who I think would ideally be a bench piece, but a good one with pop. It can play the corners. And Eaton, speedster, plays everywhere, can hit at the top of the lineup, seems to bring everything that they pictured David Hamilton would bring this year. So as you sort out who's playing, who's coming up, who's going down with Bregman and Yoshida coming back, Eaton deserves a look. I'm Eaton over Hamilton all day long at this point.
Yeah, listen, David Hamilton is a Cape Cod Baseball League legend, played for the YD Sox, my home team, down there on the silly little sandbar. However, if I saw less Hamilton, more Eaton the rest of the way, with all due respect to the Andy Harts of the world who have welcomed him into his muscular Jaylen Brown jersey covered, actually naked arms, that's cool. I think, to me, Dan, a guy like David Hamilton screams less is more, and I'm not saying, like, let's have, you know, Eaton and Toro and Romy and everybody else starting on a regular basis.
Right.
But certain ponds you can see get overfished quickly. Certain vehicles have driving limitations where the gear, you know, it's like he might be golf cart fast. It's quick on a short burst, but it can't get you over the long haul.
Right.
And I feel like the more David Hamilton you see, the less the returns might be. Good, potentially good pinch runner, maybe a defensive replacement in the eighth or the ninth, but I don't want to see him out there for long stretches. But let's not get into the weeds or the minutia of these particular Red Sox. Let's talk about the real star of the night last night. I gotta tell you, as yesterday there were some titters and giggles, almost guffaws when I mentioned when we had Will Fleming on the show in the 5 o'clock hour, when I said right now that the Roman Anthony's poise and the fact that he just looks built for this, made for the moment, etc., could be, you know, remind you of like an early Freddie Lynn with Bryce Harper, like the way he just stands in there, it looks like he was born holding a baseball bat, right?
No question. That was a high bar to set for the young kid a month into it. You know, Yaz Jr. out here, but I appreciate the optimism where you're coming from, if nothing else.
But like last night, okay, as the DH, and he said, you know, he's been getting used to DHing a little bit more, but on the post game, he said he would play left field, right field, center field, DH. By the way, side note, first of the show, thank you very little. Mm-hmm. Anytime a player says first base, second base, third base, shortstop, left field, right field, center field, DH, I'm just going to say that runs in opposite of a certain someone else who used to play for this ball club, because we're trying to go at least one whole show without mentioning that other person's name. But last night, Roman Anthony as DH, 5 at-bats, 2 runs scored, 3 hits, 2 RBI, and one long ass home run to dead center that got the Fenway faithful into a froth and lather last night. That was absolutely spectacular. Dan, I think you put the stats in our rundown right now as well. Roman Anthony is hitting .386 with a .994 OPS in his last 10 games. That is bananas. His batting average in that time has gone from .128 to .250, his OPS from .548 to .751, and he has multiple hits in three of his last four games. I'm not going to start leaning on the Rook to be the entirety of the offense or the centerpiece of these oddball, expendable, reconfigured, hey, who the hell are these Red Sox of 2025? But is it fair to say now that this kid is growing up rapidly before our eyes and starting to give hope to this offense that has been legitimately productive over the last 10?
I mean, it's fair to say. Second, as much as your comparisons might have been a little bit pie in the sky, the early returns after the first, call it two-ish weeks of the Roman Anthony experience are certainly paying dividends. And this is proof positive. This is why we were so concerned, Fitzy, about the story that came out after they called up Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony about them only playing against right-handers. Mm-hmm. And why it kind of bugs me that now we haven't seen Marcelo start three games in a row because of the lefties, because they abandoned that and allowed Roman Anthony to play every day, allowed him to make his mistakes, to overrun a ground ball in right field, to strike out three times against Brian Wu in his changeup. And now he's growing his way into playing every day and being a star. And it was Will Fleming who talked about it with Arcan in the pregame yesterday, talked about how he has the poise, he has the competitiveness, he kind of has that makeup of a guy who isn't really worried about hitting third and being the face of the franchise a month into his MLB career. So every single return so far has been extremely positive. He'll go through a slump at some point. They'll find a hole in his swing that they'll try to expose. But for now, lefties, righties, no matter where he's playing, I love everything that this kid is bringing. And I love that he gets right back into the dugout, Fitzy. And who's the first person he goes to talk to? St. Bregman, to see what he can do better next time.
Listen, I you know, it's getting out of hand again, Bregmania. The way that it was just overrunning in late February and into March, how much they loved him down in Florida, and he bought the suits on the trip, and then he comes to the majors, has a few errors early on, but then the bat turns on, and he's hyper-productive. Now you can see why they spent $40 million. People are calling him a coach. He's an assistant manager. He's the guru, the spirit animal of this team. More Bregman in his ear. Hell, dude, I would deal away the player that shall not be named and get a bag of balls and a case of Funyuns in return if that just meant I could put Bregman in his ear for the rest of this year and the years to come, because he is paying off in dividends even when he's not on the field. And now, as we're coming to learn, it looks like he may be coming back much sooner than we had anticipated. According to recent reports, and I believe, was this confirmed in the pregame show was this confirmed Sunday or was this confirmed last night by Alex Cora, Dan, that Yoshida will be back tomorrow night and Bregman could be back before the All-Star break?
This is a little Monday pregame scuttlebutt that was coming out from the fantastic group of reporters. Those reports started coming out. So both of those are within 24 hours worth of recent.
By the way, this was also another nugget presented to us by Will Fleming yesterday. Seidan Rafaela, he is now from the Stats and Research Department, as presented by Danny Ballgame. Rafaela is the first Red Sox number 9 batter with a home run in three straight games since, of all people, well, would you look at this? How about that? Red Sox broadcaster extraordinaire Will Middlebrooks, all the way back in September of 2013. I'm so glad that Roman Anthony, Dan, is being given a chance to grow up, make his mistakes, face lefties, face righties, play when it's hot, play when he's cold, whatever, because this guy is going to be the tentpole of this team, of the Fenway franchise, for a long time to come. Do you wonder if there was a little, like the way Christian Campbell got out the gate and then stumbled badly, thus necessitating a trip to Worcester for a little while? Do you think maybe there was a little sort of Campbell gun shy that had them not putting Roman Anthony in against the lefties at first, and also has led them not to play Marcelo Meyer against the lefties early on?
I think they're kind of independent of each other. I understand where you're coming from, and I'm sure that's kind of a cautionary tale for how they handle some of their quickly rising prospects moving forward. But I think all of this goes back directly or indirectly to the algorithm that the Breslow front office is spitting out. I think they look at the platoon ability of Romy Gonzalez and Rob Ruffsnyder and say, that gives us statistically a better chance to win, ignoring the importance of consistency for these young kids, ignoring the fact that playing every day will allow true elite athletes to get better. I just think it was a statistical look, which bugged me to no end, because there are certain players on this roster that are worth platooning, and I fully get that. But Roman Anthony, in a year where, yeah, you had playoff aspirations, but you're quickly becoming a 500 team again, that's not the kid you platoon. That's not the kid you really need to protect, especially because he had better splits against lefties than righties down in the minors. So I'm very thankful that they got out of their own way on that, because I can't live in a world where both of those prospects are only hitting against righties. Where would this team be if they stuck to that hard and fast? I don't want to know.
Well, like tonight, poor A. Hemplo. On the bump, I believe, for the Colorado Rockies is a gentleman by the name of Kyle Freeland, who is 1-9 with a 5.49 ERA. He is, shockingly, as most teams have tried to reconfigure their rotations against the lefty-centric Boston Red Sox of 2025,
right.
He is a southpaw. So does that mean that you have to sit all your lefties because a guy with a 5.5 ERA, which he's earned by having people from either side of the plate knock him around the old ball yard this year? Is this another game that necessitates sitting down the lefties just because? I would say nay, good sir.
I hope you're right, but I think that's what it's going to continue. At least some of them. They've been better. They haven't sat Anthony, which has been great. They've started to play Abreu every day, which has been better. They've started to sit Duran, which I think is really interesting as it pertains to what Will Fleming told us about his potential to be traded yesterday. All of a sudden, no longer the everyday X outfielder, no longer the everyday leadoff hitter. It's an interesting bit of tipping their hand, but for me, the focus goes to Meyer, and I really feel like you're doing the kid a disservice if you're going to call him up to the majors and just sit him because teams are lining up their starting rotations with a bunch of lefties. So if he sits again, that's, I think, four games in a row where he's not starting. I start to wonder, what's he gaining from sitting on the bench at the major league level versus let's have him work out these apparent holes in his game lefty on lefty down somewhere where he can play every day. Maybe that's too, I don't know, is that too strong of a reaction to that?
I don't believe so at all, Senator. I think that's actually a most appropriate reaction. And if you were to take a poll online, at the Cask and Flagon, or in the stands at Fenway, regardless of the temperature, you would probably, I imagine, get 8 to 9 fans out of 10, Dan, that would probably say, I say you just let the kids play. Because what do you got to lose? The funny answer to that is ball games. But they're showing the resilience and intelligence to adapt quickly at the major league level. And again, the reinforcements are on their way. Yoshida, likely tomorrow, is confirmed through the pool of reporters by Alex Cora. And of course, perhaps, just perhaps this weekend, a little splash of Bregmania. And wouldn't just one, just what if he just gets one, like two games as DH, or just like a pinch hit and a one game as a DH, just to remind you of what's to potentially come when they resume the schedule with their first game after the All-Star break, which is next week, folks, Friday against the Cubbies out at Wrigley. Wouldn't that just be grand?
I would. The things I do is the only way I'd answer to that. Just to get him a couple of live games, even if he's DHing, I think that's a nice way to ease him back. And he's already said he's not going to participate in the All-Star game. He'll, you know, continue to focus on his rehab. So if he gets what are essentially a couple simulated games for him at the end of the weekend, hitting against the Rays, feel the excitement and the energy of Major League action again, and then gets the better part of a week to finish up whatever recuperation he needs and be back at third base start of the second half, love every single bit of that plan. Roman Anthony into Alex Bregman in the lineup every single day for me, please, Fitzy.
As someone with only a couple of restraining orders against you, Dan, I don't think anyone wants to really imagine those things that you would do. But yeah, I'm just as excited as you are, my friend. These are good times. Your Boston Red Sox, winners of, what is that, 6 of their last 7?
Mm-hmm.
6 games to go before the All-Star break. 14 hits last night. Yeah, they struck out 10 times, but they also built a nice lead. 3 home runs, 9 runs scored, and tonight in the sweltering early summer dog days heat at Fenway Park. They take on the Colorado Rockies. We're confident they should be looking good and put up some numbers tonight. How are you folks feeling? You are just 10 numbers away at 617-779-7937. When we come back on the other side of a trend, we'll talk about yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yesterday's stunningly viral interview with our pal Will Fleming, the voice of your Boston Red Sox on the player that shall not be named, was dealing him away a true feather in Craig Breslow's cap. We will find out soon. But first, let's talk to Dan Ball. He's got what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.